This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you, Son of God, for your eyes is searching us. Thank you for the blessing of your eyes. And we know that your eyes is too pure to behold iniquity. Your eyes is searching us to see if our heart is steadfast, is steadfast on you. You are checking us. May you show us mercy, Lord. May you grant us mercy. Because there's mercy in your eyes. There is favor in your eyes. There's grace in your eyes. As we walk through our houses, our homes, our heart, as we examine, you're coming with measuring rod. You are here to measure us. You are in our midst. As you came into the seven-golden candlestick, you are in our midst, whose eyes is like a burning flame. You are in our midst. You are checking our heart. You are checking our motives. You are checking our heart to know the secret in of our heart, to know what we want. We want you to settle us with things. May you show us mercy, Lord, where iniquity have been forged, form and frame. May you show us mercy. May we find mercy to turn. May we find mercy to relinquish. I come under you, Holy Ghost. You are the one that make overseer over soul and the flock of God. I come under Holy Ghost. You that guide thoughts. I come under Holy Ghost, you that take the things of Christ and guide. Are you also the one that show things to come? Show the things of the Son and the Father. And you show the things of the true God. Thank you because of mercy that have visited us. You are calling us and you are telling us to call God. As God is calling us, we are also being admonished to call for our heart to call, not with our mouth, but our heart can call for God. Our heart can call for you. Thank you for that angel, those angels that you have sent that minister the things of our God, minister the things of the Father and the Son, also minister the things of Christ. Thank you for these angels that are here with tidings. Tidings, they are here with tidings, tidings of peace, tidings of good tidings of salvation, and tidings of God. Thank you. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for walking upon our heart. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So I started a series last week. I was teaching on the understanding and knowing the whole counsel of God. Understanding and knowing the whole counsel of God. I took my text from Acts of Apostles 20:25-27. And now, beloved, behold, I know what, that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God. Take note of what he said. He went preaching. He was not preaching about prosperity. Where there's nothing wrong with prosperity, but what Jesus Christ came to do. The God's plan for your life is not healing. That's not God's perfect plan for you. God is not just interested in healing you when you are sick. God wants you to be in health. That's God's plan for you. And you cannot enjoy what God will for you if you don't know how to appropriate it. So that's why the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So as I was saying about understanding and knowing all the counsel of God. So, I said, now I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall I see my face no more? Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. This is my desire as a pastor. I want to be free from your blood. I will not allow any sheep the Lord bring under me to let me lose my reward. I will make sure I make all the will of God known to you. Look at it. He said, I have not sure to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. Then he now said, he says, I am free. I said, I'm not regret to regret to do because I say, anything I fail that is profitable to you. Everything that is profitable to you. This should be the goal of every minister of this gospel. Say, I've kept back nothing. When it comes to the whole counsel of God, if you keep back anything, the blood of you will be on your head. These are my own desires. So, because of that, you should not play religion. When heaven is moving us to do things, don't exclude yourself. Don't exclude yourself. So that we will not be part of those people that their body fair in the wilderness. God wanted to take everybody in, but some people could not enter in because of unbelief, because of murmuring, complaint. That's what I'm saying. You must understand and knowing the whole counsel of God. So the whole counsel of God, as he said it, he referred back to it in Eliphaz. He said, I have kept back nothing that is profitable to you. So what he called, I have kept back nothing, they are the counsel of God. They are counsel of God. And that word is not a big English. Counsel. Proverbs said, counsel is like a deep water in the heart. And the Proverbs said, because you compare scripture to scripture, if it's counsel of God, the counsel of God, where is the origin of the counsel of God? That's what I'm starting today. So the origin of the counsel of God that is on the heart of God. So this book of Proverbs 20:15. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. So here it means that the whole counsel of God are in the heart of God, and they are deep inside God. So the counsel of God is in his heart. If the counsel is in the heart of a man, and a man has to draw the counsel out. Also, all the counsel of God are in God. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 1. Let's see how Isaiah called this counsel of God. Want to go, everybody? Oh Lord, thou art my God. Want to go? I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Want to go? Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. So what this means? They are turning all the DNA of the counsel of God. So I've talked about the origin of God's counsel. Also, they are turning all the DNA, the way the counsel of God are wired. So he said, oh Lord, that of my God, I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou have done wonderful things. So he showed that what God did were counsel of his heart that he started drawing out. Because he said, counsel is like a deep water in the heart that you draw out, but you can't draw them out without understanding. That's why I call this understanding and knowing the whole counsel of God. Because you need to draw them out before you can even know them. You don't know them before you understand them. You need some understanding to draw them out. Then when you have drawn them out, it's like, you know, the first time they discover any natural resources from the earth. You know that they have to also bring it out and take it to the lab to go and study them, to know what they can do and what they can use them for and what they will do, and that we make those things, maybe that we spoil it, and what they must do to make those things, what? To be able to work. Those are men. But because God has some facility in himself, so God's eternal counsel are in his heart. And the beauty of the counsel of God is that God also have things to use to draw them out. So I'm talking about the word of eternity. Because this counsel of God predicted back to eternity. So the counsel of God is not time bound. Time cannot affect all the counsel of God. If a people that are living in time refuse to allow the counsel of God to find fruition, their time cannot circumvent God's counsel. What will happen that they will live and leave the stage, and God will continue his counsel? Because he called it your counsel of old, their faithfulness. That means they are talking about the nature of the counsel of God. Their faithfulness. That means, what does it mean? God's counsel does not fail. Man may fail. But God's counsel, no, they fail. Even when a man, by the reason of mercy, you start cooperating for God's counsel to find expression in you and through you. And by adventure, you become tired. Or the tempter come to tempt you, and you choose to veer off from the counsel. God's counsel has not failed, because the nature of God's counsel of old is that it's faithfulness and it's truth. You are the one that will pass away. When you veer off, God's counsel still remain on track. That's the nature of God. You see, we need to know this. You know, some of us, we think we are doing pastor favor. What the Lord is doing with us, it's not everywhere. We are not special, but it's also not everywhere. And what God is going to do with you is not what God is doing with everybody outside. There's some God is interested about you. And if you are not giving your heart to it, God is not the one that is going to lose at last. It's man that usually lose out. You see, God's counsel is not going to heaven. God's counsel has been before heaven. It was God's counsel that brought about creation. Creation was revealed so that the whole counsel of God, they can be part of it. Creation, you are privileged. It's a rare privilege for you to be part of the counsel of God. I mean, that deep thing inside God, like a deep water, that nobody that will take God understanding to mile it out. And you can't mile it out at once. You have to keep mining it small, because they are deep. In fact, before you can touch some of those cancer, heaven will make sure you have some facility inside your soul. Like 1 Corinthians chapter 2, one of the things you must have before you can mile out some deep things in God, you must love them. Eyes are not seen, nor hear heart. Neither did he enter into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that loved him. For no man know the things of a man, say the spirit that is in that man. Likewise, no man the things of God. Save the spirit of God. Yay! The spirit searches all things. Come on. The deep things of God. What they call things of God and the things of God. Those are the counsel of God. They attach a condition before you can search it out. They that love him. So God has to help you. God has to show you things to awake your love for him. Because we don't love God. If you say you love God, before you can say you love God, you have gone through learnings and dealings of the Spirit. Man will always choose his own thing when he's under pressure. That's man. We budge under pressure. We sell out. So, and God knows it. So, God takes time to even cause us to come to where we say we love God. They that loved him. So that we can begin to, together with God, begin to reveal those counsel of old. As I said, the old creation, angels, all the cherubims, they are part of the counsel of God. Man is a part of the counsel of God. And the Godhead themselves, they are parts in the counsel of God. So when it comes to the counsel of God, I've talked about the origin of the counsel of God. I've talked about the DNA. That counsel is made of all faithfulness. I mean, you know the faith. So the counsel of God, know the faith. It's faithfulness and it's true. What does true mean? It means that you can live your life. You can be a Christian. When you die, you go to heaven. Or you can be a Christian and you pray. You receive answer to your prayer. Counsel of God is what makes you to say that I have found truth. So there are other things that a man can do, including Christian religion, and go to heaven. But he has not found truth of God's counsel. So it's faithfulness and it's truth. And to find truth, you don't stumble on it. So when you say a man find truth, it's that a man find counsel of God. Look, I said it in John chapter 8. And look, I spake to them that believe on him. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciple. So I need to continue in the word. So there's a season of just word. I continue. Not, they put a condition. Say, they that believe on him. Everybody's a believer. But because you believe does not qualify you to access the counsel of God, which is of old. The counsel of God is higher than AI. It's higher than internet. It's higher than every creation. No creation can hold God hostage. That's what Satan does not know. Lucifer does not know. Lucifer thought that he can play smart. Just as some of us, we felt that we are smart. No, because that temptation that fell on Satan, we think that we are smart. We feel that we are smart. I'm smart now. I can find my way. You see? Lucifer thought that he was smart because he has glory and he's wise. They have a seal of wisdom. So he felt that, he felt, say, he don't know God. But you don't know God like that. So he started to plot a coup. So eventually, when after he finished plotting the whole coup, he now discovered that he's already outside the counsel of God. Imagine, you know, you find some of those houses in nation day, houses that they have different, you felt that you wanted to go to one room to go and steal. You enter, and there are door that lead to door. By the time you find out, you find yourself at the backyard of the house. That's how Lucifer did. By the time he came, it was not that the way God designed things around him, that when you plot your find, you find yourself out the counsel of God. When you scheme your way. So he schemed out himself out of the counsel of God. Out of that deep program of God, Lucifer will have eternal regrets. All the angels that fell with him are going to have eternal regrets. Another person that I know going to have eternal regret is Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot will have eternal regret. Say, because of 30 pieces of silver. 30 pieces of silver. I don't know how much that 30 pieces are worth. Maybe now it's like, even if you're worth $10 billion, you will regret it. Another being is Cain. Those two guys, they are already prepared as lake materials because they are sons of perdition with all the angels that fell. So the counsel of God is truth. They are faithfulness. That means they know they fail. Even when man say, I know they do again, or man give up, or man, even if peradventure, a man is in the counsel of God, and sometime along the line, something happened to him, his life is terminated. The counsel of God does not stop. Your willingness and your unwillingness does not stop the counsel of God. Please, know this and know peace. You know, there's something about God. You would think that someone that has this kind of extreme power, an extreme ability in himself. You think that he said, you've seen that this kind of being, we if you don't want to do, I don't want to do, no. You know, if you reach a rich man, say, man, I won't give you something. I say, make you come to my house in the morning. And he say, ah, God, I know if you come by 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. If you know if you come, nobody no come. God is not like that. When God wants you to participate part of his cancer, he also go away looking for, even when you say you know to do again, he will still usually go to pursue you for some time. He can pursue you for another 10 years. Looking for you. You feel that it's not really that he needs you. But God does not look down on creation. God don't look down on us. Because really, he's the one that owns the cancer. It does not belong to you. So he wants to share with you. And if you now say, you know, they do again, God will not because of that look down on you. God will rather come and be using Holy Ghost to beseech you, to beg you, arrange this for you. He will just make sure, just to encourage you to come and do this thing. And it's coming from his love. So one thing that all the counsel of God of old is his unrelentless love. So God don't despise. He was a friend of Job that said that. Eliu. Say beyond God.
Is mighty.
And despise not any. Say he's mighty in strength. And wisdom. Despite that, he despised nobody. That's who God is. God will not just say, oh, is this eternal counsel of old? Who are you? Are you not dust? I make you a dust. If you fall from dust, I'm trying to tell you to come and participate of my counsel of old, and you're making shakara for me. See you. And it's a help. We want to help you. And you are now making shakara for me. And your shakara is that my enemy is trying to entice you. We lost that pass away. Yeah, look at you. Let me go and look for people that are serious. You know, that's how you do. People that really value my eternal cancer, Jerry. This one, they don't value. That's not like God. God can stay on you. When God is calling you and God is looking for you, sometimes the way God looks at you, God gives you opportunity, God gives you some goodness. Don't despise it. You see, sometimes when God is coming for you, and some of us, we feel that God's goodness will just be there forever. There's a time that God made up his mind on a certain. Peter wrote it in 2 Peter chapter 3. He said, do not think that the long suffering of God is that God slack. Oh, by making no slack. There is nothing about man. Man think that because God is long suffering with you to come into what he has of old. Sometimes you assume that you are that important. This thing about the counsel of God, it is not even by your fasting and prayer. When it comes to all the counsel of God, if you fast and pray, there are things God can give to settle you. God has different things. God has many things. God is unlimited. God is infinite. God has things. But God can give part of the counsel of God. Look at the way Paul wrote it to Timothy. This is Paul writing to Timothy. Say, in a great house. He was talking about this old counsel of God. That's what he's talking about. In a great house, are there not only. That was not signed. In a great house, are there not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also wood of earth and some to honor and to dishonor. He's not saying that what make a vessel honor is because it's a wood. Something can be wood and it's honor. Because what wood to be used for, you can't just go for it. It's not the wood that make it not to be honorable. It's not gold that make it to be special. It's that in the old scheme of the great house, in the place of the great house, which has to do with the counsel of God. It's a great house. In that place, what should be wood should be wood. What should be wood in that house should be wood. And what should be silver should be silver. And what should be gold should be gold. God will not stay where wood should be. Where earth should be. Silver will not stay there. This silver stay where wood should be. It's abnormality. First of all, describe that. It's not in the grave. It's not only wood. It's not only wood. It's not only silver. And he said, and in that house, he put a condition. That what the master is look is that if any man therefore will purge himself from these things that he said, he mentioned of them earlier on, what you should purge yourself from. What you should purge, he mentioned of them in earlier verses. So what you purge yourself from, he called it iniquity. Iniquity is for you not to be in equality with God's counsel. Anywhere iniquity is found, such a thing becomes dishonor. It's not that God rejects wood. God, what makes God reject a thing is iniquity. That first thing, please take note of that. Second thing I want you to keep. He also showed that the more you purge yourself, the more you graduate. When they say earth, wood, your silver, gold, you also graduate. Because oftentimes, if you see raw gold, it's like earth. When they pack it together with sand, it's very raw, it's not shining, it's very dark. So in the earth, there is a way you subject the earth to process of purging iniquity. That out of earth, you will bring forth wood. There's a way you purge wood. Out of the wood, wood will turn to silver. So what's that? From silver, if you go further purging, it will turn to gold. So the issue is the purging. Nobody is a goat. You are not good. I'm not good. We are hurt. What determines our place in the old council of God, which is the great house, is our purging. So, what does it mean? In participating in the council of God for me, I have a role to do. So, in the council of God, I can settle for less. In the economy of the old counsel of God, I can settle my life. God will encourage me, but if I want to settle for less, they will encourage me, they will ask for the Holy Ghost to come for me, but they will also allow you. It's a counsel of their freedom and truth. But if you are adamant, if you resist, look at Hebrew 3 and Hebrew 4 was a thesis, was a classic. To talk about a people that God was speaking so great salvation to. That is how Hebrew 2 call it. From verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them sleep. If the word spoken by angel was steadfast, that every transgression is to be received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we get so great salvation? So, when they said to the great version, they now began to compare the children of Israel, the way what angels spoke through Moses. Because when they say, if the thing spoken by angel was steadfast, what angels spoke was what Galatians said. Galatians said, the law was ordained by the hand of angel to Moses. Galatians 3:19. That's where we want to go. Yeah. That mediator there was Moses. So he was in the hands of angels. So that Hebrew 2, you see this. Want to go?
Therefore,
angel was Stephen. So what was spoken by angel? Galatians back, the law. So the also word that was spoken by angels, and they ordained it by the hand of angel to the mediator, and the mediator there was Moses. Just like Jesus is the mediator of the New Testament and the New Covenant. Moses was the mediator of the Old Testament. So you can see, then they wrote in Hebrew 2 to Hebrew 3 to Hebrew 4, what they ordained by the hand of angel to the mediator Moses was supposed to call, but that thing was a kind of a counsel of God for the nation of Israel. If you want to understand the terms of those counsel, you need to go and read Exodus chapter 19. God was trying to roll out that this is my counsel. This is my counsel. Although this counsel is not all the counsel of God, but it was just a part of the counsel of God. God decided to choose the whole nation of Israel to use them as an antitype and a prototype of what he wants to do with all mankind. So God choose a nation. Let me use you to demonstrate an antitype and a prototype. Look at what he said. Want to go, everybody? Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. How I bore you on the eagle's wings. And brought you unto myself. You didn't come to me. I brought you to myself. God, I have a cancer. I brought you to myself. You are not the one. The same thing that Moses wrote, John the divine also wrote it in John chapter 15. For you have not chosen me. I chose you. You didn't choose God. God chose you. When you read Romans 9, he said the same thing too. He said, for it is not the branch that bear the root. It's the root that bear the branch. So therefore, let no branch glory. So, Israel as a nation is a branch. But he called them the original branch. Or the natural branch. Those are the natural. He called it, some versions call it the original. Some people say the natural branch. So, the natural branch did not bear the root. The natural branch did not bear the root. The root of all things is God. It's his counsel. Please, this teaching supposed to straighten all of us and correct us from our heresies and our error and correct us from our self-indulgences. Think that we think that because sometimes I don't know how Satan, what Satan has done inside of us, why we think. Right? Sometimes the way we carry ourselves. We can carry ourselves as if we are the one that created ourselves. When God is trying to reach out to us, and God is trying to do everything, it's like a parent that is trying to do everything to help his child. You know, there's some children, some sons and some daughters, you have them, they are not serious. You are doing everything, you are helping them, trying to do everything, but there's an attitude, you know. If your parent is not strong, you just sign off. You just sign off that this person is not ready to move. We are trying. We don't want God to do that to us. You don't want God to do that to you. And signing off about you doesn't mean that God will kill you. That's why I said that. Something about God is that God is greater than you. He's mightier. If God should kill you, Satan will say, because that is the kind of person Satan is. He's against the nature of God. God is not an oppressor. It is real people that try to oppress the poor. God is not like that. When I say poor, it's not that they don't have money. God see people that can't help themselves as being poor. That you don't have enough is in the ask things. Because you are a creature. So think that he took David in Psalm 43 to understand. He had to go to Psalm 43 to understand. The way God thinks is not like man. You can see a man that is messing you up, that's not interested, and God will keep giving him. God will say, oh yeah, God will say, angel, give him. Oh yeah, angel, he just married second wife now. Oh yeah, go and make sure his wife has triplets. And you that you are trying to find yourself in the castle of God, you don't have one. You see, the you that you are trying to be a virgin, trying to be like Christ, you are not, no, I don't like any man to me, I can't mess with any man. There's a lady that has used herself everywhere. Immediately, she's just 25 years or 26. She married Odogu Parapa. And you that you have been keeping yourself pure. You have not allowed any man to touch you. You are 30. No man has come. So you sit and say, God, why I deserve you? God know the answer you, my brother. God know be your mate. God will just see that you don't understand. Because everything that he allows to come your way is to ultimately align you to your counsel of God. It's not easy to align a man to the to make a man to be one with God's counsel. That's alignment. But God says, Pastor, how does me having the thing that you make mention, how does it not make me align with God? You don't know. I don't know. He's the one that knows. There are questions you never know from this side of life. Until when you get to that side, you see things that have been set, arranged, that if certain things has worked the way you want them to work, you will never find the process you're being purified until you can become honor in the great house. It's not about this counsel of God. We can't finish it. The counsel of God is designed in layers. They are designed in layer. The whole counsel of God is designed in layer. That is what you become here. When you cross out to the other side, you will start knowing some things that they are not ordained for you to know in the day of your flesh. You see? There is a way you look. There's a way you look. I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about your skin. Because this is not you. This is a house that is housing you. There's a way you look in the eternal picture of God. But it's a pity many will never become that thing. It's like some of us, we have seen some children. You have seen children that started growing up. At least when your prayers grow, you see them. Maybe you saw them when they were like 10 and they die. I think we have seen things like that. Either near or sorry, sometimes they are near, sometimes they are very far from us. If they give you a glimpse to see onto the next 50 years of that child, you see what that child will look like and what will be around him next 50 years if he has not died. Maybe he's supposed to be a president of a nation. Then he's living in a government house with all the splendor, the signing. He has some army, soldier, he has army, he has navy, he has all of them. Just that, God, that's the only thing I can use to explain to you. And by that time, you see his feature. When you saw him last, he was tiny, 12 years, but now you see him big with all the muscular, with everything, his cheek. There are things that if you see it, there's a tendency, even if you didn't cry before, because you feel the person is not close to you, this other thing you see will move you to tears. Because you say, when you say, oh, wow. Because you are able to see into what he is. Not that he was a beacon. He is, but because he was cut short. My Bible says, all our sin and falling short of the glory of God. Because I saw this one, I said something, I say, in the counsel of God, angels were part of it. Man is part of it. And I say, God, three of them, they are part of the whole counsel of God. They have their place and what they are playing. Just like angels have what they should do in the counsel of God, and man has what you should do in the counsel of God. So that everything can fully come together. It's you that thing is revelation. This thing is not revelation to God. See, God does not have revelation. It's you that God is coming to you as revelation. God is continuum. God is a span. God is a span. God is a stretch. Beginning, ending. God is a span. So, to God, all everything you are in his span, you are already there. Every milestone, he see you in his eternal cancer, he see you appearing. When you are hurt, he sees it. When you prod yourself and come to the nest, he sees it. He sees it. That's why you see everybody's name is in the Lamb's book of life. That's why they can blot out your name. But you are dead. Everybody will blot out. For if any man add death to this sense of the book of prophecy, they will add plague into his life. If any man surprise, they will take his name and they can take away. For I testify unto every man, it's not to him that is born again. He says it's not just to him that is born again. Even the one that is not born again, as long as a man. And what is a man? What is a man? Is the soul. Psalm 8. Say, what is man? And what is son of man? So Psalm 8 describe it. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. So definitely, there's some men that will never hear it. In fact, there will be many that will never hear it. Because when he said it in Revelation chapter 1, he said, blessed is he that what? That readeth and that heareth the word of this prophecy. So every man, because this is what moves you to the counsel of God. When you get to this world, you are getting to the tail end of the counsel of God. Or the counsel of God. So many people will never enjoy being blessed to hear it. And it's not because they didn't want them to hear it. It's because they refuse to cooperate with God. They refuse to align with God. They look for quick settlements. I testify to every man that he heard the word of the prophets of this book. If any man shall add into these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the word of the prophet of this book, God shall take away his part out of the book of life. So he showed that every man has their name in the book of life. But they will take it away at different time. When they take it away, I don't know. But I can tell you, Judas Iscariot's name was in the book of life. Cain's name was in the book of life. But they took their name away. Once I'm so sure that heaven will look to take your soul away, is when heaven has seen that you have decided you don't want. I don't know when. Heaven know when they can see you. Follow me, it happened in the Old Testament. It happened in the Old Testament. They said it. He said, Ephraim, there's a time you are joined to something. You can be used to something, but you're not yet joined to it. Because that word joined, I want you to go and look at it years ago. It's like what they say, what God have joined together, don't put asunder. I want you to go and look at the roots. What? There's a time that you are joined to your idol. I don't know that time. You don't know it. You don't know. That's one reason why you must never give excuses or play with sin. It's not me, Pastor. I only find myself there. Oh, boy. Don't be foolish. I feel that you're too smart to allow yourself to be deceived or to give excuses. The Lord will give us judgment.
Amen.
Everything we are doing under the sun, presently. Everything we are doing under the sun presently, none of them is part of the counsel of God. Yes, because some of you know the Bible. Okay, let me help you. Because some people say, what about marriage? Marriage is an everlasting institution. I read thoughts. What about childbearing? It's not part of God's eternal cancer. If man has not fallen, you think the way we give birth is the way we're going to be giving birth? Even if not funny, do you think this is how our world will be? Can you imagine a world where there's no hospitals? Imagine a world that is no prison. Imagine a world there's no police. Imagine a world there's no law court, no lawyer. Imagine a war that is no money. Because God is not the one that created money. Money is called mammon. Imagine a war where there's no school, education system. So imagine a war where there's no degree. Imagine a war where there's no diploma. No PhD. Imagine a world where there's no class. Imagine a world where there's no status. So when you take all this thing away, what make meaning in life? What give meaning to life? So imagine all this I mentioned now, they take it out of your life. They withdraw it. Who are you? Because you are finding your identity and your satisfaction from these things. And you design them, you feel that that is part of God's plan for your life. But eternal cancer did not ration these things into it. Because eternal cancer, I say, is older than creation. It's older than angel. So all these things came as a result of fall. There are things we are preoccupying ourselves presently with. That by the time we arrive at the other side, I was afraid of something. When you get to Revelation 21, Revelation 21 is the first reign of sons of God. And they were wiping away tears and sorrow. People, they have resurrection experience in their body and they are wiping tears from them. With resurrection body. Because what is body? It's new heaven and new earth. Revelation 21, new heaven, new earth, is resurrection. So, in resurrection, they were dealing with tears and sorrow and pains. The pain there is not pain or cancer, because there's no cancer. Because Revelation 21 has new heaven and new earth. There's no cancer there. So, and they were still dealing. And God shall wipe away all tears from eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. Neither there be any more pain. But God wiped. So what they call pain, crying, was not before this. This is verse 4. There, at verse 1, there's already new heaven and a new earth. And I, John, saw Holy City, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. So at verse 1, there's no old earth. Your body is not former earth. This is a fallen earth. So by that time, this body will have changed it. But that time, they were still dealing with crying, sorrow, pain. So therefore, it can never be what make men cry. What men may have pain. What men have sorrow. That is not the same thing about this time again, because there's already new heaven and new earth already. What is causing the pain is that men find out that in the counsel of God, they have lived their life outside the book of the whole counsel of God. You will see Jochai was very, very bold of something. Sacrifice an offering that we let not. Psalm 40. In both offering and sin offering. You know they get pleasure for them. Lo, it is written on me in the volumes. Not one. Volumes. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. We are still laying foundation for this thing. That the whole counsel of God, you're supposed to understand and know the whole counsel of God. Because it is knowing it that you have not, if not kept everything that is profitable to you. I believe in giving. I believe it. Paul said, if I give my body to be burnt and I have no charity, it profited me nothing. Oh boy. I gave my body to be burnt. But he said, give my body to be burnt in the archive of all the counsel of God. If in the archive of the counsel of God, giving my body to be burnt is not required. If I get the burnt, I don't get anything from there. What does that mean, sir? It means that say, when it comes to the counsel of God, oh boy, pipe low, don't be overzealous. That's the way they drive you. No. God is not an extremist. God does not play the game of all the counsel of God like man plays it. These are things that every time I go in my inn and I'm seeking the Lord in prayer, you have no choice. I stay perpetually in the place of trembling and fear and reverence. I wrote something down in my book. I say the counsel of God is predeterminate counsel. You are not determinant. Predeterminate counsel. The way I should live my life, I've been pre-programmed. Well, say, Pastor, am I not a robot? Didn't I have my free will? They gave you free will to come and choose what they are pre-programmed. So they gave you free will to choose the program about you. Now, that's what I said. There is what you should be. My brother, if you see yourself in everlasting, if you see yourself in everlasting, Madam will not know you. Because it's a world where every glory that God has ordained, you are there like that. But God just wants you to run the course of all the counsel of God and become it. You conform. You are conformed by transforming and conforming. You keep transforming and conforming. What you are presenting, you transform yourself from it and conforming to it. Then you appear. Because the theme of emphasis on general being are weak in his likeness. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John 3. I saw you saying that the counsel of God is inch on love. So you remember? I say it's love that is driving that. That's why God does not despise you, even when you are pushing me away. And you see, sometimes you can see some of the nature of God in a fallen man. If a man loves a lady, you know that there's a lot of things the lady will do to the guy because the guy is really in love with the girl. The guy will endure. Oh. So you know, if a guy is really love a lady, that's why. Even when you say, leave me alone, I told you. If he can be your mistress and friend, because you have been personal, so you're saying, leave me alone. So when you see a girl that's in love, even if the lady shut and shout, maybe in the front of her presence, her friends, no, maybe she's not a friend, leave me alone, I understand. And the guy will just smile. I know those, I'm a bad boy. Eh? he has a way, he will just. He will just swag it, you know, with just that. But that does not mean that she won't come back again. When it comes, because I was teaching about the all counsel of God and the thought that I was in, I say it's driven by love. Because I call it predetermined counsel of God, that God gave you your free will to be able to subscribe and submit to the program that have been pre-programmed, which I was using 1 John to teach it. Chapter 3. One man of love, the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called. That's what they want us to be called. We should be called. It has not yet appeared what we shall be. Say that, church. everything appears. We shall be like him. Awake unto his likeness. We shall be like him. So there is like him version of you. Like him is not the same. Everybody, you know, everybody would like robots. You know, when they created those robots, everybody would like robots. Like him, you will still have your will, but you are like him. The way he has programmed like him that you should interpret and express. If you want to understand this, you know, Lucifer is a cherub. Michael is a cherub. Gabriel is also a cherub. But you know, they are all cherub. But they are different. But they are all cherub. And they are different. That same way is you will see Jesus Christ having the same law in you, having his nature inside of you, have his life on your inside, but still different. And that he was determined in his depths before he made anything. It has been like that. You have lived like that on his inside before he brought you out. Say, go and interpret it. That's the essence of Psalm 90. That's what they wrote in Psalm 90. Lord, Psalm 91, that have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountain, we are brought forth. Or ever that formed the earth, before the earth was formed. There's a way you are dwelling. You have been dwelling there. And you are like Jesus, but with your own unique. Before the mountain we are brought forth, all the ill have formed the world from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art the same. We are going to be the same. We be the same. It does not appear we shall be like him. Exactly like him, but with your unique expression of him. That unique expression of him, you are not, it is him in you. It's him in you. Because Jesus is many things that has not yet found expression. What else is that? This Jesus. If you see Jesus, Jesus is too much. Jesus, one man, one being, has that it will take forever and ever and ever and ever. It will take eternity to eternity to still be unveiling who he is. But he just said that to make this thing more faster and quicker, part of the now cancer, can we have creature and distribute this thing faster? Let different person. So that instead of taking eternity and eternity to unveil this one being, can we have creature that can duplicate all these things? And when he's looking, say, you mean that's me? Not me, oh. What? Now maybe this one too. Now maybe this. Now maybe this. Because why? Every creature are products of the thought of the creator, manufacturer. What we become is him. It's him that replicate himself in every creation, in everyone that is able to interpret this counsel of old, the old counsel of God. That's why we say, in your name we cast out devil. We did many mighty work in your name. We prophesied in your name. I never knew you. But you don't say that. We did your name. You say, you can use my name. But I never knew. When I look, I find that you don't look like me. And what I wanted to make you, what I wanted to make myself in you, you will never cooperate with it. You never awake in my likeness. I have a likeness that you're supposed to awake in. And what is supposed to make you awake in it is that you follow the whole counsel of God that have been written and programmed for them that loved him.
To bring you into one, becoming one like us, to make you become like us, to bring you to likeness of us, bring you likeness, even our likeness, that you may come to live in our likeness, to bring you to like us, be like us, for to be like us, rid you of lies. To rid you of the lies. For you see, conversation outside this council is a lie. So separate you from the lie that has kept men down, kept man to be like to be unlike us. The lie that makes men unlike us, to rid you of that lie, to bring you to our likeness, that you may live like us, that you may lead like us, that you may live in us, that you may come to us. Our likeness is a document of likeness. Reading to you the document of likeness is opening the document, opening the vision, opening the burden of likeness to come to likeness, bringing you to likeness. This to bring you to likeness. Respond, and come to be like us. Come to be like us. Come to live like us, said the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. God's people, I want you to treasure this thing. You know, I was trying to say, imagine a world that has nothing. And look at what you have given yourself. That's when you read Solomon. Solomon was the wisest man on earth, but doesn't have the wisdom of God. He called everything that you can do, and he said, vanity on vanity. He said, there's no meaning. Then when you now read Ecclesiastes 12, he said, I came to a conclusion, but he realized it very late. Though he has the wisdom of the earth, he realized it very late. He said, I have come to the conclusion that this is the end of all things. The conclusion of all things. You should fear God. It was chapter 12. He used verse 1 to 11 to exploit vanity. Gospel, we can't pledge allegiance to lies. Satan has kept men in lies. And he has been using it for generation to generation. But will you not be too old? Look at it. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole. Say the whole. I'm talking about the whole counsel of God. Please, I beg you. I know it can be difficult sometimes. When pressing issue is on you. When you have not married and you are getting older. And come and see, oftentimes you are also having some symptoms in your bodies. And that's why God also make provision to take care of some of those things. Learn to live with the miraculous. Why you are pursuing God, counsel of God for your life. So God makes some provision for us. As you journey towards becoming what you are in Him, that's what I am in Him. He does not yet appear what I am in Him. That's what I am in Him. That's what you are in Him. I will never take your place or what you are in Him. I will never take it. But when you come to reward, that's what the parable was saying. When He gave some two, He gave some three. When you don't become what you are, maybe some people will end up taking another people's own and add to their own. No, when they take that thing, take one talent, you are thinking about money. It's not money. It's eternal essence. You say, you became, wow. If I even, you try. Oh, and the servant that I tried to raise, can we take this one and add it to you? People will carry other people reward to their own. He said, be careful. Let another man take your reward. It's not. They're not talking about dollar. They're not talking about things that pass away. They are talking about eternal essence. By that time, $1 billion does not worth this thing. I pray, Jesus, nobody in this house will fall short of this television. In the name of Jesus. In this season, as God begins to give light, is there where there's still warfare in your heart? Where there's still contention within you? You are still struggling. Is this it? Is it not? Is it not? Is it like giving? You are still having doubt. I pray you are going to enjoy mercy of visitation. I say you are going to enjoy mercy of visitation. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you. I pray for you that help from on high will come to you. I ask the heavy lies of the devil that Satan has used to play trick, hitherto, on every mind. I pray mercy to remove those veils I've given to you this day. I say this 2026 will be a major year of shift for you. It shall be a year of recovery. They recover everything that to be recovered concerning you. I'm praying for you that when you come into this provision of God concerning the whole counsel of God, you will find yourself in it. You won't fight it. You won't struggle with it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.